Yeah, third parak of Saita, fourth Mishnah. When a woman drank these bitter waters, she would be immediately, her death would, the process would start. Einam aspekes lishtois, she just finishes drinking. Ad shepanem arikos, her face gets pale. Veinei boldos, her eyes start bulging. Vimismalas gidin, and the veins bulging out of her face. Veim oimer motziu shaloi tam tazarn. All those around her say, take her out immediately. She should not become tumei neither from the fright of what's happening. And that tuma was prohibited to be even in the Ezra's Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'miyesh lo zchus, if she has some type of merit, ha'isa toila lo, it would cause her not to die immediately. Yeshus toila shvona achas, one type of zchus, merit would keep her alive for 1 year. Yeshus toila shtei shonim, one keeps her going for 2 years. Yeshus toila shalosh shonim, one keeps her for 3 years. Mikan oimer benazai, chayiv odom lelamed ezbitei teira. A person is required to teach his daughter Torah. Shem tishte, teidah sheschus toila lo. The Mefarshim say tishte does not mean that his daughter will drink. If she sees somebody drinking, she will know that the reason why this person is not dying immediately is because she has a schus, and therefore she would not say, these mayim marim don't work. She knows it will eventually work. That's number one. And also she will know the power of a schus, that if a person is supposed to die and he has schus, it prevents even this woman is a wicked woman, but even so, the schuyas that she have do not go to waste. So it's good to have schuyas. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Kama Lamed is Bitaytayuki Lamda Tiflis. Rabbi Lezer says that one who teaches his daughter Torah is teaching her Tiflis, ways of her having less control over herself, because she very well may use it in the wrong fashion to justify improper behavior. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Reitzi Shevakav V'Tiflis Mitzisha Kavim Frishes. A woman wants, would prefer less food and have proper marital relations than a lot of food and not have proper marital relations. Rav Haigoin has a whole explanation, a complicated cheshbon, but you see from the halachas that if a person is away from home and comes back for every Shabbos, so he has to give a certain amount of food. And a person that is moired, he rebels against his wife and does not give her the oina that she deserves, he has to pay much more. So just saying from the way Chazal related things, we see that the tzar she has from not having her oina to be with her husband is more so than the lack of food. He also said, a person who wants to be a chassid but does not know the halacha and therefore does foolish things. For example, if he sees a woman drowning because of his great chassidus, he doesn't save her life, which is a big aveir. Other rabbis save her life. Rosha Orum. A Rosha who is a trickster, that he tries to get in some words to a dayan before he starts the court case so that he should, dayan could take his side. And sometimes he does it in a sly fashion that the dayan is not so, if he's not himself is not, you know, careful enough, he may not catch that inadvertently this guy is feeding him information which will give him preconceived notions about the story. That's also Isha Prusha, a woman who is overly abstains from physical behavior and eating, take care of her needs, which is improper. She should be healthy and she should be pleasant to her husband. Umako is Prushim. And there are certain type of people that consider them prushim, that also people that abstain from everything, but they would be marking themselves. Yeah. So they would take very slow steps and they cause themselves to trip. Or he wants to have tremendous shmiras einayim, so he closes his eyes and bumps into poles. Yeah. These are people that are destroying the world. Why? Because basically the chassidus is only external, it's not internal. They're doing acts that they walk down the street with her eyes like that, or the woman looks totally neglected. She's just basically out to make impressions on people, and that's the opposite of precious. Precious means that I do not have any interest in making impressions. I have interest in having a close connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore I don't run after all kind of physical pleasures. I concentrate on my spiritual pleasures.